Today we're just going to try to do a quick overview of some of the raid in a somewhat of an organized fashion. The downside is that we haven't seen all the Sogyos yet. I haven't seen all the Gemaras yet, all the Rishonim, all the raids far. So it's going to be a very partial view of some of the major addendum that we'll discuss. So first, just in terms of getting the Shittos down straight, does everybody agree to say the Kodos Asa? Meaning, in Talmud Bavli, there's no explicit indication that people disagree with the role of the Kodos Asa, but is there anybody, or the Yeshitos, that disagree with it? So there are two possibilities. Number one is Beis Shammai, because we know that Beis Shammai doesn't seem to hold the drasha that's on the Tzitzis and Matar. At least there are two deos in Rashi, the Mishanim, and Akos Daf Mem. If Beis Shammai holds the Mita Raisa, you cannot have something with Tzitzis. The question is, if Beis Shammai disagrees with that, and that's the Makar for Sadeh Kolos Asay, does Beis Shammai also disagree with the rule of Sadeh Kolos Asay? So it ends up being Makokas, Rishonim, and Akron. So this was Menachos Daf Mem says that there are other Makaros, Tom Murray, there's a Makar of Lam Tam Kafar, and things of that sort. What's interesting is that there's Pnei Yeshua in Beitza Daf Zayin Amabeis, who's Medayik from Rashi in a couple of places, that he thinks that Rashi holds the Beis Shammai does not hold Asedo Kolos Asay at all. Once Beis Shammai gets rid of Smukin, he doesn't hold the Drasha, there's no Makar, and then Beis Shammai does not hold Asedo Kolos Asay. And in between Shita for Beis Shammai is the Medrash Tanayim. Medrash Tanayim is the late Medrash, you can find it on the shelf over here. So the Medrash Tanayim in Parshas Kiseitzeh, in Tvar Herakapes, it sort of adds on to the discussion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about Asedo Kolos Asay, about Sadeh Betzitzes. So first it says, Beis Hillel says that Tzadim Tzitzis is Mutter, Beis Shammai Kotrin. Then it says, Omer Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Tidka Mitzvah Belos Asay, Mitzvah Asay. Meaning the Mitzvah Belos Asay should be Nivka because of the Mitzvah Asay. So Omer then Beis Shammai, Matzinu Bekol Mitzvah Shevetorah, Shekarma Mitzvah Asay, the Mitzvah Belos Asay. Avokan, Tikto Mitzvah Belos Asay, the Mitzvah Asay. Meaning, it sounds like Beis Shammai holds, it depends on the order. If the Los Asay precedes the Asay, as it does by Sadim B'Tzitzis, meaning Los Losul Ashanis precedes the Pasuk of Tzitzis, then we do not say Asay Tokol Los Asay. But if the Asay precedes the Los Asay, such as other cases, whatever, you have to look through the Pesachim, whenever the Asay precedes the Los Asay, then we will say Asay Tokol Los Asay. So what's the star for this? So Midrash Tanayim doesn't go on, but seems to be very from Nissan Gaon-esque. It seems to be that we're reading the Pesukim one in light of the other. The Isser, the second, whatever is written second in the Torah has to be read in light of what's written first in the Torah. So first you have the Los Asay. The Asay has to be read in light of that. If first you have the Asay, so then the Los Asay, such as Nissan Gaon says, for every case of what's the Los Asay, has to be read in light of the Asay, and the Los Asay won't exist. It says that's how Beis Shammai responds to Yisrael. The Makoros and Midrash Tanayim are never very clear. There's no, as far as I know, there's no other source in Chazal for this late added discussion between Beis Shammai and Yisrael. What's interesting about it is that Rav Sadia Gaon and Amunas Vadeo seems to have a similar shita, depending how you read it. Rav Sadia Gaon is dealing with the following issue, is that whether or not there's a concept of Hashem could ever change his mind. Quote, he's dealing with other religions, but assume that even though Hashem made a verse of Klal Yisrael, still at some point Hashem was closer to it, Vatel and Tarat Torah. So then he goes to go through various subgame and tries to show that all their proofs are not proofs. And he says that there were 10 places in the Torah where it seems like there's Chazara. It seems like Hashem changed his mind. And apparently the people around the time of Sadi Gaon are using those psukim as rayos that you see Hashem changes his mind internally within the Torah, so maybe Hashem can change his mind about the entirety of the Torah. So here's the fourth place where people were talking about Hashem changing his mind. Paravius, this is from Amunos Odeos, Maimar Gimel. Hakarvas Hakarvan Bashabas. Akar Asr HaMaisabo. People were saying, look, Hashem said you can't do Malacha on Shabbos. Hashem also said, later on in the Torah, that it's mutter to bring karmanos. So what do you see? You see Hashem change his mind. Why does Hashem change his mind in terms of this? Maybe Hashem changed his mind in terms of everything. So here's Rav Sadia Gaon's response. It said, Gamkein einenu bitul. Afahu mimash shema'amid dachus ha-bitul, ki ha-karban ha-yisa kudem mitzvah ha-shabbos. V'lo yitachein sh'timnana mitzvah ha-shabbos v'yazeh bitul. It sounds like, Rav Sadia Gaon is assuming, the mitzvahs of ha-karvas karbanos, in general, on Shabbos, precedes, chronologically, the Isser of Shabbos, and therefore it's not really bitul, because first you have the mitzvahs ha-say of ha-karvas karbanos, and afterwards, Hashem said Shabbos. So the second thing should always be read in light of the first thing. So it's not a chazara. Isser Shabbos is only given with the mitzvahs karbanos in mind. So it's unclear whether or not Rav Sadia Gaon thinks about this. For every Hasidic Halos Haseh, you're only like an added level of Hutra. And Rav Sadia Gaon would have two levels of Hasidic Halos Haseh. Generally speaking, he holds it in Kol Torah Kula. And whenever the Asay precedes the Lulus Asay, you have this Rav Nissim Gaon-esque type of idea that the Lulus Asay was only formulated with the Asay in mind, meaning only in places where the Asay did not exist. Yeah,
does he
quote Pesukim? No, he doesn't quote Pesukim. So Rav Kasher in Krach Yutes of Torah Shlema in the back has a piece on this in his Miluim. He tries to figure out what in the world is going on because the Pesukim seems to be out of order. Kasher is Marek, puts a lot of random chorus.
What's the Maimar called?
I think it's Maimar Asi the Polos.
Oh,
okay. But it's all about this.
But that's not the point
just to say that you can't tell me that there was a Chazara the objection to the Kofi this was not the first one of the first was not.
Right, so
obviously, it kills a change of mind if you need it. We were told that before, so it absolutely will change mind, absolutely the final. Whether or not together they have a Chazara is anything like this.
Right, so I left out the last line of the quote. The last line of the quote is for us Rashara Maisin puts in a carbon bamila of Akodunta. So it sounds like Isra Shabbos was formulated for everything except for the assays that preceded it.
That's where
it's
there's no happens that applies to us.
Right, so meaning it's
Rosani
going, it could be
Shabbos because it has to be though. That's the manful principle.
But he has Milo too. Milo of Akodunta. But I mean, if he's saying anytime that say proceeds to Lulus Haseh, it's a Hutra. Lulus Haseh was never formulated in terms of that case. Whenever, it's not like that. So, he agrees to the Gemara, but he would have a regular Haseh to Lulus Haseh. And we saw today the Gemara Tzvios and Daf Dalet, Daf Hey, also says something about the orders. I have to read them more carefully. The other Amora, who doesn't seem, may not hold a Haseh to Lulus Haseh, is Rabbi Yosa or Rabbi Yossi, to the same person in the Yerushalmi, in a couple of places. The Yerushalmi in three different places quotes Machlokas between Rabbi Yosa and the Chavraya, sometimes referred to as Rabbi Yona, who have the following Machlokas. Do we always say Aseh Tokolos Aseh? That's what the Chavra holds. And Rabbi Yosa only holds Aseh Tokolos Aseh where it's Kasuf Bitsita. If you want the Makaros, the one that's made more famous by Tosos and the Kiddushin and is Chala Beis Aleph, there the discussion is about how the Jews were able to eat Matzah, the first year when they entered Eretz Israel, if there was an Israel Chadash. So it says, according to Rabbi Yona, you say Aseh Kolos Haseh, so it's great. According to Rabbi Yosa, it's only say Aseh Kolos Haseh, if it's Kasuf Betzida, how were they able to eat Matzah that year? And the Yerushalmi says, it must be they bought it from merchants. They bought it from merchants who were traveling through, who did not have grain growing from Eretz Israel. So Tosfos in condition of Daf Lamechas he implicitly asks, what does this kasuf betzida mean? What does it mean that Rabbi Yosa limits Aseh Tokolos Haseh to something that's kasuf betzida? Tosfos assumes kasuf betzida means that they're both la'achar adibor. If you have two things that are both la'achar adibor, then we say Aseh Tokolos Haseh. If one thing is la'achar adibor, but the Aseh is l'chnei adibor, then we will not say Aseh Tokolos Haseh. Great. So that's Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Lamechas. The Rash in Chala on the Mishnah, Chala Beis Aleph, points out it doesn't seem to be the pashas of the Yerushalmi. Pashas of the Yerushalmi seems to be that Kasuf Betzida should be taken literally. If you have the two psukim that are right next to each other, Kvayim and Tzitzis, so then we will say Aseh Dokor Lo Saseh. Without smukhin, without any other drasha indicating to us that the Aseh Dokor Lo Saseh, Rabbi Yosa does not seem to hold of Aseh Dokor Lo Saseh. There's a tshuva the Arzurua. It's Arzurua Chelek Beis, Lokos Pesach, Suman Rishlam and Gimel, where he says that originally, when I learned this sugya with my Rebbe, he taught me that kasuf betzida meant achar adibor. Great. Then Rabbi Orzura says, I was traveling around one day, I met some rabbi in Paris, I forgot his name, I was talking about one of the Balazosos. He told me that no, kasuf betzida means literally kasuf betzida. And Orzura says, now I checked through the Yerushalmi, I found not just this case in Chala, but two other cases where it's not kasuf betzida are what's it called, are case of, one of the case in Beitza. It's in Beitza, wherever it is in Yerushalmi, that Kisay Adam on Yom Tov. So the Yerushalmi says over there as well, we'll say Aseh Dokolos Haseh. If you shechted an animal and you have dam to be covered and you have to dig to get the dam, Yerushalmi says we'll say Aseh Dokolos Haseh. So it says, granted, it works out if we hold by Rabbi Yonah. What it always says, Aseh Dokolos Haseh. if you hold like the Biosa limits and say the Kolosa say the Pasuk Vitzida, so then you can't say it's the Kolosa say. And Yerushalmi gives some sort of answer. He says, since you started the mitzvah, you could finish it, which is fascinating in terms of Pisa Yadam Meshita. But it assumes you're not saying Asidah Kolosa say. So the assay over there is Kisa Yadam, Kolosa say is Yom Tov. Zerah says, presumably, both of them are Lach Ardibor. And still, Yerushalmi says, it's in Kosov Vitzida. Elamai, though, Zerah said, the Pashas Yerushalmi, the Kosov Vitzida, means literally, it has to be Kosov Vitzida, and Rabbi Yosef does not hold of Asidah Kolosa say in cases where it's not Kosov Vitzida. It's Simon Chilak Beis. Chilak Beis. Hilchos Pesachim, Simon Rish Lamed Gimel. In the third case, if you're interested in looking it up, is Nadarim Gimel Tes in Yerushalmi. And there it talks about Mila Betzeras. So it says Mila Betzeras makes sense if you hold that I say the Kolos essay. But if you hold that Gibriosa, it has to be Kasuf Betzida. So how can you do Mila to somebody who has a barracks there? So it says, since over there there's a special drasha, it's as if it's kasuf betzida. Meaning it doesn't have to be smukin, just any drasha, any outside indication, gets you added to stam to not say asid agolos asay, to allow you to do the asay. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, one of the places, references all these places, where Rabbi Yosef seems to have machloket, whether I would say asid agolos asay or not. And then get one of Yashach. So those are the two possible shitos that don't hold up asid agolos asay. Yashamai, according to some people, and Rabbi Yosef in the Yerushalmi. So now the question is, in terms of, now we have the shittos down, what are the mechanics? What is the lamdos? What's the nature of a seidokolos essay? Why would you say it? Why wouldn't you say it? So here, if people want to comment, please comment. I think I would sort of organize it to four or five basic shittos. So the first one is just to say, the reason why a seidokolos essay is you have a clash, and essays are more important. That you could always, the reason why you violate a los assay, I'm an assay, because assays are rachashav, assays are rachamber. Who are the shittos that say this? So this is like half a site I found in the Reis Sefer. The Ma'arit al Ghazi, in the third paragraph of Choros, Simon Mem, is talking, it's a long discussion about something else. So he says that the Rambam, generally speaking, assumes Safi Darais of Kula. That's what he holds. But for whatever purpose, the Maharal Ghazi is saying this, he says that the Rambam holds by assays, subject to rights of the Chumra. So by los assays, we say subject to rights of Gula, by assays, we say subject to rights of Chumra, which is the Shita, which is made famous by the Chavasas, I think. He comes to the same conclusion. But he says, the reason why that's true is because we know assays are more Chumra than los assays, just like we see by assay to los assay. The same way you see that by assay to los assay, assays are more Chashav, assays are more important. So too, in terms of Safek, the Rambam couldn't have held that Safek derives to the Kula by assays. Great. So the Lachar, that's pretty mafurash. Assay the Kolos assay is based on a Chumra Kula evaluation. Another Makar outside the world of Assay the Kolos assay is in Megillus Esther, the end of Shoresh Dalet and Sefer Mitzvos. The discussion there is about, the Shoresh Dalet is about Mitzvos Shekolos Kol Torah Kula. Like Kedoshim Tiyu, Lo Sasser, keep my Mitzvos. So the Rambam doesn't count them, and the Bahag counts some of them. Kederko. So one of the mitzvahs the Bahag counts is Lo Sasur, but not Lo Sasur from what Chazal say, Lo Sasur from what the Torah says. I forgot the exact pasuk. Lo Sasur, Menadavar, Asher, Ani, Omer, Lachal, Yudim, Usma, whatever the pasuk happens to say. So there's some pasuk where God says, thank you, Rabbi. There's some pasuk where, thank you. Perfect, that's probably it. So the Baha counts it. The Baha counts an mitzvah. The Rambam says you shouldn't count it, but it's kol Torah Kula. The Ramban counters, and maybe the reason why the Baha counted it is because it's so chamor. This Lo Sasur for some reason is granted it's kol Torah Kula. So generally speaking, it shouldn't be counted. This one is so chamor, so important, it adds so much that we're going to count it. Megillus Esther points out that doesn't make any sense. Why? Because we have certain parallel assays that are called Kol Torah Kula. And we know assays are more chamor than most assays. So the Bahag was counting mitzvot that are called Kol Torah Kula based on the fact that they're so chamor, you shouldn't have counted the most assays. You should have counted the assays. And the Megillus Esther is raya, that assays are more chamor than most assays, as we see that by Kofan al mitzvot. By los assays, we give somebody malchus, we don't do it ashtetzi nafsho. By assays, it's mamash ashtetzi nafsho. So that's right that assays are more chamor. But that formulation is that assays are more chamor, and therefore, according to the Ramban setup, we should be counting asays that are called to Rahula and not those asays.
He doesn't bring a raya from Sasei.
He does not bring a raya from Sasei, but those asays. He brings a raya from Kofin. And the Kofin, there are ways to get around. It's not so. It's not so mukra. Just the general reason why people don't favor this approach is because we seem to have kamavakam raya, let's say those asays are wrong. So the best example is probably the onesh. Those asays have an onesh, and asays don't have an onesh. So, generally speaking, we assume if something has an onesh, it's more chamor. The violet will say you get malchus, the violet must say nothing happens to you. Must be those asays are more chamor. So, there are way around this one is as far as it comes up in the sugya of Einon Shem and Aden, that the smog somewhere or other was quoted in the Psycho Kalalas of the Prima Gadam, Aleph Zayin, says that some the reason why Einon Shem and Aden is. Sorry? Marshall, what's it also? Marsha quotes this somewhere as well. I think Marker is a smug. That the reason why in Onshim and Adin was sometimes getting an Onesh dafka is a kula because it allows you to shave kapara. So according to that setup, those assays are more kal, so you're able to get an Onesh to get kapara. As this will say, so chamor, so there's no Onesh that's possible for it because we don't want you to get kapara. And the Prima Gadim quotes that in the context of trying to figure out if asays are more common than los asays. He says some people bring a raya that asays are more common than los asays are more common because there's an onesh, but ayin dot 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 that sometimes getting an onesh could be a kula. Prima Gadim Siko Kalalos Aleph Zayin. The another sugya that people talk about is kapara. Sorry.
That's a jump. The point of the smile is that you can't say onesh.
At least it's leaving the question open. You know, whether or not Onshin necessarily
correlates. The possibility of something that's more chamor and get less of an Onshin.
Another thing people discuss is kapara. That is, it's Inyan Diyoma, that the Gemara in Yuma, Mishnah Yuma, basically says for an asay, if you do tshuva, mokul lam yad. For a los asay, you need tshuva plus to get more, I think it says. Meaning it sounds like you require more to get kapara for a los asay, then to get kapara for an asay. So that's a Gemara in Yom HaSefer. So I don't know if there's any real way to get around the Gemara itself, but there are makoros that assume or seem to say that it's harder to get kapara for an asay than for a los asay. I came across this this year on a plane ride, actually, back from Israel, that the Baal Tanya in his Yekeres HaTshuva says that you can really never get kapara for an asay. He says, for those asays, if you do something bad gets created in the world, if you do tshuva, that thing gets removed. If you're mevata on asay, so you have the ability to create something new, tshuva can't create something new, it can only remove a negative. So, violate a los asay, something negative gets created, you can remove it with tshuva. If you mevata on asay, you lost an opportunity to create something new, tshuva can't fully get you a kapara for that. So I don't know exactly what he does with the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara means that every possible kapara that could be achieved, you get through tshuva, but he seems to assume that even in terms of kapara, an asay is more chamor. Another thing people talk about is kal tkila, this is what our Ravasi referenced in the first Gemara. So in that sugya, the pashto seems to be that you feed the person an isar asay before a los asay, but the Tosefes Yom Kippurim, and that sugya over there, in Yom Pei Gimel, is Mataik out of the Rambam, Pashim Modiya, but he's Mataik out of the Rambam that you feed the person a Los Asay before feeding him an Isra Asay. You feed him a Nevela before feeding him Piro Shvias to Akhar Beir. So he says, seems to be assuming that a Los Asay is more Kal, at least in terms of Kal Tzvila, than an Asay. So there are ways to get around every Raya. So you can really come out of all these studios holding very starkly. An assay is more important, and bitul assay is worse than a violation of a los assay. The Svara is. Sorry? Sorry?
How much you pay?
Oh, that one I didn't look into. Then Mars, how much you pay? Or it's Shunem?
It is a Gemara, but how much you pay for
it's in Russia. It's the Russia that did.
If you hold the essay as being a value which is running behind all the nafkin as you're saying, so then what you say is that no, as soon as it reaches a certain threshold, you're not, the value is no longer being tested. Close to by los essay where it's not true. I also say that you stayed away from saying that explicitly, so. Okay. If you say that, so then you're fine, right?
The Rashi that talks about tearing your tzitzis to make strings out of it. So the Chacham quotes his father and all that asks, why is that mikri lo efshar? You should have to pay all your money. Or at least not to get out of the asay. You should have to pay. Why is losing your peget enough?
Yeah, that's just because it happens to be a very low amount of money. That's not saying it's more than just 10.
Why shouldn't you pay?
No, but
that's...
Get
out of
the house.
Yeah. All the Achon talk about that.
That's still being less. No one.
Yeah. Once there's a cloud, that's the Chavos say.
Right.
So it's mut. The question is, what are your what's the legitimate alternative? How easy has your shlokas?
It'd be interesting how they phrase the question, because they say that you need it for the is the number for a say enough for the lot.
No, no.
That get back to
which one? All have to talk about which one.
Right. Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
talk
yeah.
about.
Yeah. So there are other routes out there. I reference you to the books. There's a great sefer Mishpuriyam. So Eli Belzner just told me that the Chavos before he left from the mirror, the Chavos also Sharon told him he has to read the sefer Mishpuriyam and Asatech Chavos essay. There's only Ivanos. So it was by my mom. I took it out of the library. So Belzner stole it from my mom. So it's by Belzner. Great. One other way to make an essay more humble, even if you assume Peshuto that the Raya's and Kapara from the Onesh and other Gemaras are right. That, and now Losa say is more Hamor, there's still a very interesting Kuni ala Torah, which emerges from Memakota. The Pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim says, Kol Asher Omari Lakoth Yishomeru, you should listen to everything I'm telling you to do. So there's different deos in the Mechilta, I forgot exactly what the Pasuk is, it's towards the end of Mishpatim. There are different deos in the Mechilta there, what that Pasuk is adding. So one day in the Mechilta is that it's adding a Losa say for every Asay. Rashi ala Torah quotes this. So the Kiskuni al Torah quotes his Mechota and says that's the makor of Asay Dokolos Asay. Because every Asay has a Los Asay included in it. So really, every Asay by itself shouldn't be Dokolos Asay. But whenever you have the struggle, you always have an Asay Velos Asay together versus a Los Asay. He's assuming a Los Asay has some kapital when it combines with an Asay, they can be about the Los Asay together. So that's the Kiskuni al Torah on that Pasuk, quoting the Mechota.
How does that show you that essay is more common?
The other way to go is assume no, it's not a chumra kula issue. Really, the lowest essay is more common, and the essay is weaker, even in terms of the clash. But still, for some reason, we say essay don't lowest essay. There are a couple ways to say this. One way is to say like from Yisrael. That the Torah, granted, if there really was a clash, the Los Asay would win. But there's no clash because the Torah made a lacuna in the Los Asay to not apply in certain situations. Sorry, that's amazing.
It made
a lacuna, meaning that there's a gap in the Los Asay. The Isser is never never.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I,
I hope I used the word correctly. Could be that I did not.
Right.
Okay, I probably didn't. The other way to go, sorry, is me taped. There is a mental concern. I've been hanging out dying between the the other way to go is to say that it's a random generous akasa, whatever, meaning that you have a really low sasei should be more common. So really, misari shara, you should not be even kindly assaying the piece of the low sasei. But the generous akasa tells you that over here you caught it. So what's the nature of this Gezeirah Sakasav? So there are going to be numerous formulations. One way to formulate it, which I happen to find very useful, but the Rav says, you know, in the Yartzei Shir about Kalayim Mitzvotis, in Shir Mitzvotis Mishnah Mishnah Abamari, page Reish Lamed Dalid, he asks this question, if an Elosa says Mechamor, how can I say Bidoka? He says, it must be the Gezeirah Sakasav tells you that we only define the Maisa in terms of its positive value. This Maisa should have two connotations. It should have a positive connotation, Kiyam Haseh, negative connotation, the violation of those essay. Violation of those essay should be more paramount in our eyes, it should be more important. Gezeirah Sakasav tells you to define the Maisa in a certain way. Define the Maisa as just the Kiyam Haseh and not the Los Haseh. So it could be some type of Hesper, he formulates it there as just a Gezeirah Sakasav. So again, two ways to assume the Los Haseh is Merkamar and still has the Los Haseh. It's like a Nisim Go and the Los Haseh was never Namar, or some Gezeirah Sakasav to redefine what we're doing.
The Gezeirah Sakasav doesn't do that, it just tells us to do that. I mean, it's in our mentality or it's actually in the essay?
Actually, the Gezeirah Sakasav says
the Torah,
Torah defines this mindset in a certain
it's
way.
It's not like the Mishnah Chumash.
Yeah, that's
right. It tells the essay not to be.
I mean, it doesn't tell us or both us. It defines the Maisa. This Maisa is
outside this. It's not years ago, obviously. It's this Maisa. In the world of Maisa, and there's certain Maisa which have both.
Every Maisa, let's assume every Maisa has to have one definition, positive or negative. The Torah chooses a positive definition for this Maisa.
Why does Maisa have that definition?
It doesn't have to. I'm saying this is making numerous assumptions.
Is that different than saying it's not difficult to say that between the Kayim and the Say is more significantly more than the Kayim and Say than being, but not by the Lord. But if you read the Mishara, you can't fit the Lord's Say. So the question, maybe the question is which perspective is more significant? The problem is we're not where we're getting. The question of what you lose or what you gain.
I think the way he formulates it is just that Misfar Yashara, this action should have two connotations. It should be get the key MSA and the violation of the Los Haseh. Misfar Yashara, we prefer you to not violate the Los Haseh. But the Torah comes along and says this action, we should only focus on the positive value of it, not the negative value. And therefore, Mila, we ought to do it, because you're not doing anything negative. But then she says, that's Gezeirah Sakasav. That's exactly what the Torah is coming along and telling you. You would not know this. The other Svara, which I think is what Ariel and Rabbi Vasker were referring to, is a Svara that some Achronim take, some of them within the Ramban, some of them outside the Ramban. This Svara was proposed by Meshach Chachma at the end of his Osa Bracha. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Ayin Panem Torah Siman Lamed Vav. So they say they formulate in slightly different ways, but more or less it's the same idea. They both say as follows: Los Haseis are more common. So Yisvar Yashara, if you had a full violation of a Los Haseh versus a full Kiyum of an Haseh, you should not go ahead and do the action, because it's worse to violate a Los Haseh than to get the positive value of an Haseh. But the very fact that you're being kind and assay at the same time about the Los Haseh weakens the Los Haseh. It naturally takes away the sting from the Los Haseh. Los Haseh are bad for X reason. Generally speaking, if I just do it, it's bad for that reason. If I'm doing it within the context of an assay, naturally, the lumdus that flows is that the Los Haseh is weakened. What factor of the Los Haseh is weakened by the fact that I am now being kind and assay? So they both say it's the Mary aspect. One of the focuses of a Los Haseh is the fact you're being moried against the Kaddish Baruch Hu. You were just not being a Kayim in Rasam, or you're actively disobeying what he said. The very fact that you are filling his Ratzon with the same Isa, different Ratzon, but with the same Isa, takes away some of the merit, or takes away all of the merit. All that's left is either nothing, if you assume you're solely focused on merit, or whatever natural consequence is, sibasa isser or tochan isser, use a lashon or shemosh kafin and Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, and that aspect of the Los Asiyah alone could be nidcha in the full power of an asay. So what are the rayos that this idea is true? What are the rayos that for Los Asiyah we tend to focus more or solely on the merit shabo, not necessarily on the sibasa isser or the tochan isser, on the actual content of what you're doing, or the content of the effects. So some of these rayos are in invasive angles, some are not, some of them are not. But just two very quick rayos. One is in terms of shogeg. Shogeg might be, depending on how you understand shogeg, another example where the merit is lowered. It may not be any merit whatsoever. But the ma'isa was still accomplished. It's defined as a ma'isa adam. You're doing it with full cognizance of what you're doing, but you're not doing it for the shame violation, because you just made a mistake. So the Rambam thinks there is a thi of tshuva for shogeg. It's all about tshuva. Rambam also thinks that there is some level of shia involved in shogeg. Look into Ramban al Torah, in Parshas Vayikra, Parak Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, I think it is. He asks, why is there no carbon necessary for los aseh b'shogeg, regular los aseh? His lashon is as follows. There's no need for kapara if you violate a los aseh b'shogeg. Ki ina lav nesiyas chet klal. That's his lashon. Ina lav nesiyas chet klal by a shogeg of a regular lav. So there's a machlokas achronim how to interpret this. You look in the back of the Shulchan Ramban's, and I heard Rav Volkenstein discusses as well. Some Achronim interpret the Ramban that there's really no need for tshuva. It's like Mashal Madar Adomba, it's like the Nesivos by the Rabbanon, just taking it over one step further to Los Asseis. Entire Isser is the merit against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're doing it the Shogeg, there's no merit. Therefore, there's no need for tshuva. Great. But where is there a need for tshuva in Kapara by Shogeg? By Nesakaris. That's where there's a karma contest. So Rebbe Simenko says, Hagufa, that's why in a say Lofa Losa say Shish Bakaris. Because the regular Losa say the entire Isser is the merit. Merit gets weakened by the fact that you're Mekayim Rasa Hashem. By Losa say Shish Bakaris, in addition to the merit, it's an objective. There's some Sibas Isser, Tokana Isser, that gets triggered irrespective of the fact you're Mekayim Rasa Hashem at the same time. So it's also an assumption. And therefore, in a say Lofa Losa say Shish Bakaris. Another place, I think Rabbi Simenko quotes this one as well, is Safek Dereis of the Kula. Again, why would you assume Safek Dereis of the Kula comes from Rambam?
The Ramban, the Ramban by Aver Shish Bukhari thinks that there is a need for tshuva.
No, so the Ramban.
So, there might be a scary amount of saying the Ramban using that at all.
If you look in the Ramban in Shar Gemul,
the Ramban Shar Gemul. To say that there is a tzara, or that's what he says the chatas comes to do.
No, but you look at he has two theas as to why. One thea is that he says one thea is that there's pshia by shogeg. The other thea is that there's tuma that gets created in your life because you violate the right stuff. So that thea seems very well with this.
Exactly. So you have to say that you or there's.
He puts tinta malay, but even
right.
Though there's no first thea is that you're responsible for shogeg. Second thea says there's tinta malay. Sounds like even if you're not, what are you doing? Even if you're not responsible, there's no personal guilt. Then the Tintam Alev still gets created by Nezer Karis, and therefore there's a need for the Karma Kanta to remove that Tintam Alev. So if you follow that there, it seems very well. Another place where this comes up is Safek Dereis Kula. The Rambam Paskin, Safek Dereis Kula. Great. So everybody asks that if that's true, why is there a concept of Rashi Talmud? Why is there a carbon for putting yourself in a situation, a subject deraisa, if it's mustard to do? So there are many answers in the Akronim. The case of Mishnah had a Gerson in the Rambam does not hold the subject deraisa to Kula by Nisar Paris, only by Nisar Abar. So you took yourselves in the Rambam there, wherever it is. Right, so there are two gersos in the Rambam. Whether or not the Rambam is moved up by Nisar Karis, it's inside the rest of the Rambam. So think of it as something that also makes this point. It fits it perfectly. So Meshach Chachma told us, by Yisui Derabanan, that it's ain't merit be something. If you're not sure something's Asur Meter, and you go ahead and do it, so it's not really defined as merit. You're not rebelling against the Rambam Hashem, because it might not be Asur in the first place. So that's why by regular love, Safek Dereisa L'Kula. But by Isser Kreis, there's an additional aspect of something that's objective. Token Isser, Sibas Isser, Tim Tamalei, call it whatever you want. There's something objective. And Suffolk poison is Lachumra. But irrespective of whether or not there's personal guilt, you're still going to have to avoid it because your facts are still going to be there. So those are just two rayos that this Philip might exist in terms of regular Isser Law being focused on Meres will say Suffolk Dereis. So we'll say Suffolk Dereis of the Kula, will say there's no need for Tshuva. And we'll say Asidu Kolosase. But also say Sheish Bakaris, there is something objective there in addition to the merit, and therefore all those nafkuminos are going to fall away. One additional point is that all this fits in perfectly if we assume that this Philip runs along the lines between Asseis and Losases. The Losase is to focus on the merit. The main point of the Isser is just to rebel against Hashem. The Asseis is like Ariel is talking about, there's some positive value, there's some some sibas iser, sibas achiyav, tochen a mitzvah, whatever it is, which you get even irrespective of the tzivui. So then it makes perfect sense. If you have a conflict between ase and los ase, the entire violation of los ase, or the eker focus of the violation of los ase is in the merit against Hashem. The ase has the kiyum ratzon Hashem, but additionally has some other aspect. So we're going to choose the ase because it has some other objective aspect and violate the los ase because there's no merit. So the Losase is gone, the Asse is some additional aspect. Great, so we'll follow the Asse. So this Chiluk is something that people are talking about. The person people quote is the Maharal in Gur Aryeh in Parshas Vayigash about the Avos being Mikayim Mitzvos. Maharal is dealing with the question about how Yaakov Avinu was able to marry two wives. So his last suggestion, which he likes a lot, is that Losase, the Avos only kept Asse if they didn't keep Losase. Absinthe. Yeah, Avos only kept Asseis, not Los Asseis. And he says, because Los Asseis are just staying away from something bad. Until there's a tzivui, there's something bad. So it's a bit different than our formulation. Asseis, there's objectively something good. There's a certain kinyan you're getting. And therefore, even without the tzivui, the Avos were doing Asseis, but they were not being nishar about Los Asseis. Just one other place in the Maharal talks about this, and he explicitly connects it to the Los Asseis, Tiferes Yisrael Parak Lamed Zayin. There, I have a lesson here. He's talking about some Medrash, which talks about two levels of Kedusha in Klal Yisrael. So he says, Kedushas mitzvos asay, yoser kedusha behem, and mitzvos los asay, k'moshe pirashnu zeb makam acher, referencing other places. I actually did not get a chance to look in the Hartman edition, but I assume he references the Gerari. And he says, ukach mitzvos asay, doka mitzvos los asay. Because of this lumbus he sets out, therefore I say Dokalos Asse, it makes a lot of sense. Other indications where this is true, it's Asse Katan. So the Prima Gadim in the Psika. Not necessarily, but it fits in very well. I think the Maharal himself might say it a bit differently, but the structure fits in very well. That Los Asse is just not merit, so the others didn't have any merit, there's no merit.
This last point sounds like say, without saying the merit that what makes Losei bad doesn't apply here, you can still say that the bottom line is, so I can translate it for that. At the end, the question we're focusing on what you lose if you mess up or what you accomplish if you do. Maybe, you know, you're weighing, what you accomplish, by Losei is worse than what is true. So if you're in the spot, though, over Losei is much worse than nothing. It's much worse.
Just one or two other makaras about this. is katan. It's a dream god that again the psika. It says psika kolalas helik base somewhere or other. Points out that there seems to be a stira in terms of how we categorize the katan. He says in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that a katan is a lav bar shira, and therefore you cannot write tefillin. Meaning the Gemara says, that in order to write tefillin, write stam, you have to be somebody who's a bar kshira, somebody who's high in kshira. Misha ino b'kshira, ino b'ksiva. We paskin a katan is ino b'kshira, therefore also he's ino b'ksiva. Get in memhem b'ezah. However, the Shach says the reason if a katan shechs with gadol omer agabav at least it's kosher is because a katan is a in the category of a bar zvika because he is nizhar because he is muzhar of the isra
nevela.
And
the
base
is the reason why
if you assume that the reason if you assume that you have to be a bar zvika in order to shech, so why is a katan not a shech? So there are different deals in the acronym. So the Shach says, because he's Musar by the Isra Nevela, and you have connection with Isra Nevela and Kriya Shvita, and therefore fundamentally speaking, he is a Bar Zvika. The Green Magadim puts these two Makaras together. Why is a Katan an Inu Bar Kshira, in terms of Tzfilet, therefore he's possible for writing Stam, but he is a he's Musar in Isra Nevela to allow the Shach. Either way, a Katan is has some sort of Kiyam, has some sort of Maisa, but he's not. He's a mitzvah. So why this fellow? So the Prima Gatim and the Psycho Kalalas is also the Stikler in Yubamba Semin Aleph, is the same Stira. They both say that there's a difference in terms of the Katan between Asayas and Los Asayas. A Katan is more Mufka from Los Asayas. Sorry, opposite. Katan is more Mufka. Oh, this is opposite? It's the opposite. Oh, you're right. I meant. Right, sorry. This is the opposite. This is not going to work out.
This shows you that
Katan is more in the parsha of Los Asays. Right, which is the opposite point of undermining the proof. Right. So, thank you. Right, so what Zishanim says the opposite. So what Zishanim says, at least in terms of Chinuch, Chinuch only applies to Asays, not Los Asays. And this stipler in Primogadim is the opposite. As you can see, I didn't go over this with anybody before I went in Paris. I have the Tosi Shanim stipler here, but I guess I didn't realize there was any opposite.
Tell me
the
Shanim
Shah. Right. Another way to
ask it.
Must be
available.
So one other possible makar is, I think this might fit in, is Lo Yidrash. That the
Maral himself
said this? I missed that. Does Aral
help?
That would be great. Because there's a Tosfos in Menachos, asked a question that we seem to be bothered by Lo Yidrash in terms of Tzitzis, but not bothered for Lo Yidrash in terms of Yisr Kalayim. It also says, well, tzitzis is very important, it's shakul kind of called Arkula or something of that sort, so tzitzis is unique. That's what it's all about.
So it's the same
lumpus, but it's the Arkoner in Nida, I guess, I mean, Nidus HaMakalaf, and I guess the Mashiach, maybe the Maral, all have the same Chiluk. There's only Lo the Rashi by Mitzvah Saseh, not by Mitzvah Lo Saseh.
Where's the Aruch HaNer?
Aruch HaNer is the Nidus HaMakalaf. So, I was thinking that maybe this fits in very well as well. That for Lo Saseh, the whole Yisod is based on Tzivoy, because the focus is on the merit. And merit only occurs if there is a Tzivoy. Mace is Pater for Mitzvah, so there's no Tzivoy, so there's no making fun of him. By Asay, is this positive value for the Asay, is even irrespective of the Tzivoy, so possibly Kata and Avos and Mace, might still have positive values for the Asay, and that's for the Zulid Nirash to make fun of the Mace, and you cannot be the Kayam Asay. There are other mechanics as well, but I'll suffice with that. So that's in terms of the mechanics. So just in terms of putting everything in structure again, so one general approach is that Asays really are more common. Either Bidok all the Rayos, or every Asay really has a Rosa Say with it, or no, Asays really are not more common, and this puts in through a couple different options. Asays are not more common, but Rosa Say was never Nemar. Asays are not more common, but there's also maybe redefining the Mice and maybe doing something else. Asays are not more common in terms of the Bittel, but in terms of the Kiyam, they are gained more by Mekhaim Asay than by violating the Rosa Say. Or Asays are not more common, but when you're being Mekhaim and Asay at the same time as violating the Rosa Say, the Rosa Say itself gets weakened, and therefore it's easier to be Nimkan. So, just one more Sara, which this I saw, I also saw in the Rebbe. There's a tshuva of Avni Chayfes. Who's Avni Chayfes? Avni Chayfes is a Rav in Levine. He was a Rav in Poland pre-war. He was killed by the Nazis. Who's that? Oh, really? The Rav? I know he's a Rav in Poland. I don't know. Wow. So if you want, I actually, it was in this Wikipedia page, there's a poem he wrote when he was in the concentration camp. I can have it here for you. It's very... Sorry? Came out to people. So his svar is similar to Meshach Chachma, but without an extra points. He says as follows: I have a clash between an essay and a Lo Saseh. I'm not sure what to do. So he says, similar to what Rabbi Maslin said, not in terms of the fact that my Kiyam Asay weakens the violation of the Lo Saseh, but I'm anos. So now I don't know what to do, so I'm in a state of anos. I'm in a state of anos, so I have to analyze anos by assays, anos by Lo Saseh. So, in terms of anus by assays, we don't say anus by the avidami, assuming like that. I guess in the halachos in Yerushalmi, we say anus by the avidami or that. So, he assumes, maskana, we don't say anus by the avidami. So, if I'm anus by the mitzvah assay, I do not get the kiyam. But we do say anus command the law avidami. So, if I violate a los assay for anus, it's as if I didn't violate it. Kabid onus, kabid maisa, whatever it is. So, I lose more by. I gain. So, now I do the essay in a state of anos. So if I'm in a state of anos, if I violate the Lo Saseh, it's not so bad. If I don't do the essay, I lost out. So therefore, just do the essay, and you're anos on the Lo Saseh. So if you didn't violate the Lo Saseh, you're fine. So in structure, it's similar to the Meshach Chachma, that within this context of the clash, the Lo Saseh gets weakened, but not because of the lack of merit, but because of an outside factor of anos. So in terms of basic nafkaminos or basic approaches, larger issues. So one major issue about Asay Devolos Asay, in terms of the scope, is it as if you violated the law at all? And you do Asay Devolos Asay, you go ahead and do it, fine, you did the mitzvah, so it's not there. So is it as if you violated the law at all, or there's no remnant of the violation of the law whatsoever? So again, you just have to go through the shittos. If you think that an assay is really more chamor, and that's why it beats out a Lo Saseh, it doesn't mean the Lo Saseh isn't gone. The svar doesn't have to. Everything's there. The Torah Kafur is one over the other, but there could be a violation of the Lo Saseh. If you assume that Kafur is gone, or you assume that the Torah redefines your Maisa, so then at least it's nitan to say that there's not. It's more mistaber to say that it's simply going to violate it. If you go like the Meshach Chachma or Yisuf Engel, the merit gets weakened. It depends how much you're solely focused on merit, or you think there are other factors involved, you're just not as strong by those essays. the Rebbe's doing also affirmatively, the Rebbe says all of them are red, and therefore the mamash doesn't matter. The mamash is if you didn't violate it at all. And if all them anus, it depends on how extreme you are about anus command to the love of them. So what are the some of the is? What are some of the issues involved to see as whether or not you violated the Los Hasei in any which way? So one issue might be the need for kavana or the shema. Rav Schachter in Bikvei Atzon, Siman Gimel, points out that the pashtus is by Siddur Kolos Hasei that as long as you're mekayim the mitzvah, even if you don't do the shema with any special kavana. Let's say Mitzvah Saint Shudos Kavana. So you just go ahead and stumble across the assay at the same time you're violating the Los Assay. So I'll say that the Los Assay still exists. Because the Maisa, it's Mentor, of an assay, he's still got the Los Assay, nothing was there. You contrast that with an Aver Lishma. Chatei Bishvil Shiyizka, Chamerpa, Chatei Bishvil Shiyizka yourself. Whatever it is, whenever it's considered as if you had a Maisa Esser, but it was done behind there, so then you need some element of the Shema. You have to be cognizant of the fact of doing the Mitzvah, the Shei Mitzvah, in order to be docha, in order to get around the maaser. And Eli Belzon told me that if Schefter tells doctors on Shabbos that you have to have mamash kavana shema, you can't have kavana for making money, or have that as your sole kavana. That means having the shei mitzvah when you're doing refuah on Shabbos, so then you don't have hatzer pikuach nefesh, so maybe pikuach nefesh is more difficult. Yeah. Right, even though people have nefesh and not based on Siddur Kolos Hasei, he checked thought it's more of a dechuya and less of a.
Not
because
of.
What? So anyway, so the Kovitz Aros, the Lamed Vavid, is trying to explain Abba Shaul, and he says that Abba Shaul requires Kavana L'Shei Mitzvah in order for Yibum to be Mitzvah. And he has a suffix whether or not that Kavana, that requirement of Abba Shaul, applies by every single Kovitz Aros.
Tricks of the
tree. Right? Lamed Vav Dalvi. This I saw very quickly, I think that's what he said. So it sounds like he really thinks that you need to require kavana tishma, you need the shein mitzvah in order to be the Kavanah. And this fits in better if you assume there's actually some Kavanah Tzaseh being violated just by Heter, but the Kavanah Tzaseh still exists, similar to the structure of Shachter set up in Bikvei Atzon. That might be one Nefkamina. Another Nefkamina is something that Jason and I just saw today, so this, we actually haven't looked it up yet, so this is really not much of a great part. About keep it up. The Gemara talks about a clash between keep it up and Los Hasseis and violent Shabbos or something of that sort. So it goes by Manios, somewhere or other, asks, why in the world would this be a clash? If your father tells you to violate a Los Hasseis, he's a Rasha, and his own mitzvah keep it up for Rasha. So there's no need to buy, there's no need to listen to the to listen to your father. So the Kavos Maimonides' answer is that the dibur is not enough to make your body into a rasha, and therefore you have to listen to your father. And that's why it's a clash. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, and the way it was quoted, in Rabbi Metzia, Nachlamed, says the whole question never starts. Because if you would say, I said, what your father's telling you to do is not much mother, there's no violation there whatsoever, and therefore, your father's not a rasha for telling you to do it. Machlokes seems to be how, in a case of Siddur Kolos Hasei, how much of a violation do we see there? So once we have the assay of keep it up your aim versus the Kolos Hasei of Shabbos and something else, if we would say Siddur Kolos Hasei, would we consider that to be a violation at all whatsoever?
You know, Bandai, we in two stuff men, right? The Ramban approach to two stuff men, we have the same thing, right?
The Ramban,
we have an Aaron Sade that even if you would have a Siddur Kolos Hasei, she wouldn't want to get married.
to this fellow. She's around Zara, so he's around there, whatever way it goes. You see there that even though even Lu Yatsuru was in it, it's a close essay, we have an Amitade that you wouldn't want to get.
That's what I was trying to call it.
Between the Ramban Rash and Ripley, you probably can get.
The Ripley says because it's on the
Ramban Rash. That's right, the Ridge was on Amitade that way, and then he put crap. But the Ramban says explicitly it's because of the. Of
the Ramban says it three times. Okay, I'm not sure if it's Ramban.
Alright, I mean.
But he might.
One more possible case, I want to get feedback on saying. Is this could one the Chalkiva do something, put himself in a situation where there will be outside of Olas HaSei? Zip in the Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish is where my current situation, I have two options. One, I can kind of say, and I'll violate the Olas HaSei. Another one, I'll do the HaSei by violating the Olas HaSei. Here, I'm standing here today. Could I do something that will put me in a situation where I'm forced to do outside of Olas HaSei? So what's the case? So the Rashba and Beitza of Daf Ches talks about this. Because the sugya of Vadir is discussing, says as follows. The Mishnah says you shouldn't, according to Beisilo, according to Argyrsa, you shouldn't shak the nukas. The Gemara there is discussing, if you did shak, you had a dam there that had to be covered, could you dig or be kotesh to get dirt in order to cover up the blood? So in one stage of the Gemara says, Nechami, we will allow that, be sana se doko los ase. Ya se, kisi adam. We don't put the rules as a tisha and yom tov. The Gemara rejects it, but it's not good enough. Rashba at that stage asks, if that's true, so why does the Mishnah say you can't shech the chachila? Why can't you do chachila shech? Then you'll have dam on the ground. The dam on the ground has to be covered. So you'll say, as the Dabalos, I say, why does the Mishnah not allow you to shech the chachila? So Rashba says, you can't do that. Because that's considered being miskave in the battle of Osase. You can't put yourself into a situation where you are going to be forced to have a sacred full Osase. He compares it to Kovnefesh, that he assumes you can't put yourself in a situation that you're going to be forced to violate Shabbos based on the Kovnefesh. The Taz, this is, if people could go through the Taz, I'm going to try to check. The Taz in Tav Tzadikas, he's working the maskana of the Gemara, the corner of Bino Tam, everything gets switched around. And really, Beishamai turns into Beisilo, and Beisilo turns into Beishamai. And he thinks the maskana, according to Bino Tam, it's mutter to shech the chachila, to put your. And then, he says it's mutter to shech the chachila because of a seidu kolos aser. Meaning, you're going to shaft. Dam's going to be there. And then it's, according to Minatam, it's mutter to be kotesh the dirt, as long as it's been done, everything of that sort, in order to cover the blood. But that's the more. Oh, so he thinks it's Mahalva Samurai. He thinks it's Mahalva Samurai, and we pass in just as I said. Yes, that's the first part of the test. Yeah. Right, so he doesn't pass in like this Maskana, but according to Minatam, he says it's mutter shech chachila because of a seidu kolos
aser.
So the Pnei Yeshua in Beit Zadav Zayin on the base, the same Pnei Yeshua Agav talks about Bishamai. The Pnei Yeshua Beit Zadav Zayin on the base says that's not true. You can't say that formulation. It's mutter to shech and yom tov because of a seidu kolos aser. Because he says the reason why it's mutter shach yom tov is not because of the seder kolos aser. You are a shach because you have a fiyus simchas yom tov. And once you have a fiyus simchas yom tov, you're shachting. Once a shachted, it's a seder kolos aser. But he takes issue with their Taz's formulation that you're shachting on yom tov the chachila because of the seder kolos aser. So if you read the Taz the same way the way that you should, there seems to be the pasuk of the Taz. It's mutter to shach on yom tov the chachila for no reason, not because of simchas yom tov just down. Put yourself in a situation where there's going to be a seder kolos aser. And I get back to the issue of how much of how bad is it? How bad is it when you're doing it?
For testing super sulfur, discussing that, but to do that on the tip, the quarter you have both and you are opting for the one.
I think it's more Rish Lakish, though. Rish Lakish is a slight issue. Here you have two options in front of you. Here you're doing something, you don't put yourself in a situation with a seder kolos aser. The lambdas,
that's before the chiyuv. Oh, also, that's like chef, before you chef. Why is that not like not when you don't have any tzitzis on you, any begin on you?
Well, you start with mitzvah, you start with lotus, if any. Yeah, you don't have mitzvah.
Yeah. But you have another choice. Everyone is there, the tzad that make lotus is that who says you can't wear a bag of fish? The alternative is.
I know I'm not putting on anything.
I
know
I'm
in a shuffle.
But if the mission prints the cat, if the kills the
thing, at that point, you're still mitzvah in both. You're right now mitzvah in Shabbat, and you're mitzvah in Neser Tzivah. So you have to choose how you're going to make Neser Tzivah.
You're not mechuyev in anything.
No, exactly. They're totally on the question whether you're mitzvah in the Torah, you're on the bag.
You're definitely not mechuyev in the Torah, you're on the
bag. I think most of the stuff is the identical as well. And, yeah, it's on the Mishpura. A lot of finish. I'm going to have a little bit of a